Welcome back to Portals. I'm your host, Lauren Courtney. Thank you for dropping in with me. I was having lunch with a friend. He met me for a Kundalini class, and we were sitting at lunch after having these super deep conversations. And he said to me, you know, I've been waiting for a new podcast episode. I keep refreshing, but you haven't posted one. As we're having these conversations, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, I should really take notes on the conversations I have in life because they're often just so thought-provoking that I get so immersed in them that I come out of the portals that I drop into with the people in my life and don't even think to hit record or talk about the topics again until someone hears me mention it and says, can you do an episode on that? So I thought in honor of my friend that I would hit record this afternoon and share a bit about where I'm at and what's going on and some of the things he and I discussed. So thank you for dropping in with me. Let's talk about upgrading, up-leveling, timelines. Yeah, let's call it timelines, stepping onto new timelines. A client had asked me to talk more on this, and I guess we could relate it exactly to that topic. So let's talk about timelines. It is my belief, and many others' beliefs, that there are multiple realities happening at once, different timelines, you may call it. And we can choose to be at different ones. There are timelines, frequencies, levels, etc. So, for example, I can lately see out multiple timelines and realities that are happening for me and that are interwoven or interchangeable. And sometimes I can stay in that frequency of the highest vision and where I see my ultimate life goals and dreams. And as we're in this retrograde period and eclipse period, I'm seeing the old timeline show itself, the timeline where I was the cool girl who did the cool things and got invited to cool places and labels mattered because they mattered and memberships to Soho House mattered because it meant you fit in, right? Because I had had this unconscious pattern of wanting to fit in because I didn't want to be made fun of because I was different, right? But we're all different. We just all try to fit in because we're all just trying not to be seen for God knows what reason. Thank God, not everyone, but many of us. I was this person. I'll speak for myself. So I had that unconscious pattern. So I became the girl who in relationships would turn into the partner and morph into them in a lot of ways and, you know, go with the flow really easily. And I had a lack of boundaries in all areas of my life. So that, of course, is no longer me. And what I was talking to my friend about was the things that have been popping up since retrograde, the men that have been showing up in my life that are not here for a long time. And actually they're coming in and out quicker than ever before. Just hey, remember this, remember this, remember this. These are all things on that timeline you're no longer choosing. So how quickly are you not going to choose them? So it's been really interesting. And I shared, how one of the men I went out with, I genuinely really like him. I think he's a cool guy. I think he's a cool guy. And it's funny because the initial thing he had said to me is you're cool. And it's funny because that was the energy, right? So I feel like he's a cool guy. And I was talking about we were talking about going to a Heat game. And my friend said, well, maybe you could still go with him. I said, you know, the thing is I could, and I could also just get tickets and go myself or go with friends. And he was he could introduce you to so-and-so and so-and-so. I said, yeah, but then it's me actually trying to control the situation and me trying to make something happen. And that's the old timeline where I would stay in relationships because of X, Y, or Z, whether it was positive or negative. Like, it doesn't matter what it was. I would just stay in these relationships. I think we could all relate to that. So I said, you know, even if he introduced me to X, Y, and Z, you know, these people that could maybe further my career in different ways, it wouldn't be authentic. So it wouldn't actually support my career in the long run. It would simply be a waste of time and energy because it's not how the universe wants it. And I'm trying to control the outcome of a situation. So essentially, we were just talking about how even though I really liked this person and liked his energy, he showed me his car and who he is, and it's not a man I'm looking for in the long term. And while I could keep him in my life as like a cool, fun friend to hang out with, I'm not in a space of simply wanting to hang out with like cool, fun men when I'm looking for my partner. So it's so interesting. I could like name this episode a million things, right? So the timeline essence of it is, I am no longer choosing the cool, fun person to hang out with just because they're cool and fun. So I'm closing that timeline and closing that opportunity. And in essence, what I'm doing is I'm choosing the man because I'm no longer, I love when B's just like on his squeak as I'm on my rant. I am no longer choosing to be the cool girl. So I don't need the cool guy. What I need is the man. It's so funny because last week I was guided to listen to the Michelle Pfeiffer song Cool Rider from Grease 2. For those of you that know Grease 2, you know the song. And it was like a song that used to play over and over in my mind. Like, I want a cool rider, a cool, 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 cool rider. And like, you know, I think I'm good. Like, I'm good on the cool rider energy. What I'm looking for is like the man. Anyway, we can go off on that topic for a minute. So my friend and I were talking about this, and I simply declared and stated that I can no longer like hang out with this person because it's not the energy, and I'm closing the door. And how that's really been a theme that's going on is closing these timelines, because we can think we close a door and chapter, yet there are parts that are still leaking. There's still some leaky energy. And yesterday, actually, as I was getting ready for this upcoming eclipse happening on Monday, I walked over to this store, House of Intuition, with the intention of buying a candle. And I grabbed the candle, and the woman at the register was helping someone else. She said, I'll be with you in a minute. And I said, great. And I walked around the store and asked my intuition, like, what do I need? What am I here for? What else is here for me? And I was guided to angel number necklaces. And I've never seen these necklaces at this store before because I have two angel number necklaces that I've gotten elsewhere. And nonetheless, I saw the number 999. And I thought, no, I don't want 999 like endings. Like, no. We're like in 111 energy, like new beginnings. And I just stood there and felt this, you know, intuitive knowing, like, you have to have the endings before the beginnings can begin. So let's close the doors. And with that, I bought the $22 necklace, my angel number, and slapped on the 999 and said, like, we're closing doors. We're closing timelines. This is the energy I'm in. So let me embody it. And let me embody it knowing that I'm truly creating the space for the things that I desire. Truly creating space for the things that I desire. Like, how bad do you really want the things? What are you willing to let go of? And I feel like that's something we talk about all the time with like full moons and new moons, and we're always manifesting and doing things. And some things are going to take longer than others because they're big. And also, it's like, what are you willing to let go of? What versions of yourself are you willing to let go of to really step into the version that you truly desire, that biggest expression of you? What are you willing to let go of? I was with a friend yesterday. He and I went to this market for a bit, and he asked me what I was doing last night. And I said, I'm not doing anything. I'm going to hang out with Biggie. I was out today. I saw you. I went to Kundalini yoga earlier. I'm good. And he was like, really? And I was like, yeah. Why? What do you want to do? He's like, you know, I don't know that I want to do anything, but I work from home, so I just feel like I need to go out, you know, like I got to meet people and do things. And I smiled at the thought because I get it. I get it. And I think that's like what we're so programmed to think. I got to go out, especially if you're single. He's a single guy. He's like, I got to go out. I want to meet someone, et cetera, et cetera. And the truth is, like, the more we close doors to that old version of ourselves, the more we call in the partner that we want, because we become the partner that we want. Like, I don't want the partner that feels they have to go out because they have to go out to meet someone. I want the partner that knows I can actually stay home tonight and tomorrow morning go for a workout in the morning and be sitting in the sauna and meet someone. Or I can go to the grocery store tomorrow and meet someone. Or I can walk into a business meeting and meet someone. Like, there's infinite possibilities of how and where I can meet someone. And I don't have to label it and down to I have to meet someone out at night at a bar having a drink or in a restaurant. It's so limiting. It's so limiting. We're so much more than that. We're so much more than that. So for those of you that are single listening to this also, I want you to realize, like, you can meet someone in your Kundalini yoga class. You can meet someone at the grocery store. You can meet someone at the farmer's market. You could meet someone at the doggy daycare that you get your dog groomed at. There's infinite possibilities. There's infinite possibilities and places where you can meet someone. So allow yourself to expand your mind to know that you don't have to go out just because that's an old program. That's an old timeline. You can choose different. And you can choose different today, right? Like, starting today, I'm going to stop thinking that this is the only avenue for me to meet people. And instead, I'm going to choose to do the things I want to do where I may meet the people that actually align better with the next version of myself. So I think we get to move through timelines. We get to change and evolve relationships that may no longer serve the next embodiment that we're stepping into. And that's okay. Like, when we do these things because there are truth and we do things out of love, we get to ascend to the places we want to go. And so do the other people. You know, sometimes when we're in a relationship, we're holding someone back. I mean, you might be holding both people back, right? When we know we're not meant to be in certain relationships, certain situations, we're affecting the karma and outcome of someone else. So sometimes we simply just need to be willing to let go. To simply explore the possibilities that are available to us in the universe. I went on such a tangent there, but, like, you know, when we have to go on a tangent, we have to go on a tangent. So pulling it back to timelines, pulling it back to what I've been going through, I have been 999, shutting doors, walking through timelines, letting go of relationships that don't serve me to the fullest expression of myself. Holding space for those that may want to step into that fullest expression of themselves. And also allowing them to make decisions and allowing myself to let go. I'm evaluating relationships. I'm evaluating what serves me in the next chapter. I'm evaluating where I want to live, where I want to be, what I want to breathe life into, where I want to focus my energy. And I know all of the things I want to focus on and breathe life into are of my highest timeline, the highest version of me. The one who gets to do it all because I simply believe, know, and trust that I get to do it all because I simply get to do it all. Because I simply get to do it all. I am worthy of doing it all. All of the things I want to do, I get to do simply because I am worthy of doing the things that I want to do. And I could go on and rant about all of this for a long time. I won't rant much longer, though. You know I like to leave these episodes concise and the download that they're meant to be. So we have choice when it comes to shifting timelines, shifting realities, shifting frequencies, shifting dimensions. It starts with a choice. And then it's actions. For me, right, like in terms of relationship and calling in the partner I'm trying to call in. Not trying, the partner. Calling in the cancel, clear, delete. In regards to me and relationships and calling in the partner I'm calling in, I'm making a conscious choice to disengage from relationships that are lower vibration and simply cannot exist and do not exist on the highest vibrational plane. I'm consciously choosing to no longer engage in lower vibrational relationships. I'm going to say that one more time to activate myself and whoever else needs it. I am no longer choosing to engage in low vibrational relationships. I simply choose the highest relationship for my highest good and the highest outcome of all involved. Period. Amen. Oof. Amen. Oh, God, I feel that. That feels so good in my body. Just over here activating myself today in this portal and activating all of you that are wanting to be activated. So, you know, what timelines are you ready to leave behind? And with that, what timeline are you ready to step into as we enter into this eclipse? Like, we have an eclipse happening tomorrow. I'm going to post this tonight, Sunday night. We have an eclipse happening tomorrow. So what are you choosing? What are you embodying? What is showing itself to you? Like, as I turn, I see these sunflowers my friend left me, who I had lunch with today, who I know he'll listen to this because he's been wondering why I haven't updated. So I see these sunflowers, and sunflowers have been showing up a lot for me, these messages of spirit. Giraffes have been showing up a lot for me. So, like, what are some totems you can call in as well? What are some energies that have been showing themselves around you that you want to carry with you into this next version of you? What does that look like for you? What lights you up right now? What are you excited about? And what exists on this new timeline? And how can you represent that timeline in your current energy? Like, for me, this timeline is gold. It's alchemy. I've alchemized the energy to gold. I'm stepping into this energy of gold. So for me, like, what crystals, like, have I grabbed in my space? A bunch of citrine. I have this other stone. I can't think of, like, the pyrite. That's the name. Thank you, universe. Sunflowers are like that energy of abundance, right? That starburst, that sun energy. Giraffes, like, to me, it's all heart. Giraffes have the biggest heart of all mammals. So what are the energies that you want to step into this new timeline with? Like, what are the energies you're solidifying? And perhaps build yourself an altar, sit down, meditate, honor who you are, what's coming up, and step into the portal that is your next chapter. Step into the next portal of your life. Step in. Step in. You've got this. Whew. What to name this episode? If only I knew. All right, let's leave it at that. Let's leave it at that. Let's leave it at that. If you want to join me weekly for downloads, healings, upgrades, up-levelings, you can access the weekly glow up simply by sending me a DM on Instagram or sending me an email, sending admin@laurencourtneyheals.com an email, and we'll get you set up. I believe it's also still on my website right now, laurencourtneyheals.com. So if you check it out and it's there, you can sign up tonight and join tomorrow night's live healing for this eclipse. We're going to be doing a beautiful Holy Fire Reiki activation. It's going to be absolutely beautiful as always, but I don't know, this one keeps coming through the last 2 days, so I'm really looking forward to it. We'll be working around money and love this week. And right now you can access a free sound healing as well in my link in my bio on Instagram. So go ahead, check that out. It comes with 7 days of journal prompts and different things for you to look at as it relates to healing and up-leveling your energy centers, also known as your chakras. That's it. That's all from me today. Thank you for dropping into this portal. I love you so much. Wishing you a beautiful solar eclipse and an awesome life. Just, I'm so excited for you in the new timeline that you are stepping onto. It's going to be good. Enjoy it. Bye.